The 68th Masters Golf Tournament began today at Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. Past Masters champion Tom Watson is among those in the field, but it's Watson's caddy, Bruce Edwards, who has received much of the attention lately for his year-long battle against Lou Gehrig's disease. Edwards died this morning at his home in Florida. He was 49 years old. Commentator John Feinstein writes about Edwards in his new book, Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story. John joins me now from Augusta, where he's covering the Masters. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
A very sad beginning to the Masters.
Yes, it is. For everybody in golf who knew Bruce Edwards and loved Bruce Edwards, and ironically, last night he was honored here at the annual Golf Writers Dinner with the Ben Hogan Award for Courage. Tom Watson spoke very eloquently about his longtime friend, and Bruce's dad very courageously accepted the award. Because obviously Bruce couldn't be here, and it was an extraordinarily emotional night, and obviously this is a very emotional morning for all of us who knew Bruce.
When did you first meet him?
First met him in 1981, the first golf tournament I ever covered, the Memorial, up in Ohio. Bruce was caddying for Tom Watson, which he began doing in 1973, right after he graduated from high school in Connecticut. And I recognized Bruce as the caddy for the number one player in the world, walked over and gave him the old reporters, have you got a minute speech, and ended up talking to him for 2.5 hours. And he was just outgoing and friendly and helpful and charming and funny. And we became friends then and have remained friends until now.
Bruce was one of the people who changed the role of the caddy to a professional.
Absolutely. Before the early 1970s, the caddy's job was simply to show up and carry the bag and stay out of the player's way. And Bruce and his generation of caddies that began coming on tour in the early 70s did professionalize it. They were the first ones to walk the golf course, to check the yardages, to look for hidden hazards, to be asked by their players to read putts for them, to become, you know, psychologists for their players when they were up, when they were down. Watson often talked about the fact that, you know, Bruce was always the guy who gave him a kick in the butt when he needed it, and would yell at him if he got down on himself. And Bruce was described by Jim Mackay, who's been Phil Mickelson's caddy the last 12 years, as the Arnold Palmer of caddies, because as Palmer brought respectability to golfers in the 1950s, Bruce was one of the guys out front bringing respectability to caddies in the 1970s.
And he set out to do this very early on, to the consternation of his parents.
Very much so. His dad talked about that last night, that Bruce first caddied at Weathersfield Country Club when he was a kid, and they hosted a PGA Tour event. So the caddies then, because there were so few professional caddies, would get to work in the tournament. And Bruce, at 12 years old, caddied in the Greater Hartford Open, fell in love with caddying, loved being inside the ropes, loved the competition, loved being around the players in the game. And when he graduated from high school, his parents are both graduates of Penn, he announced to them that he was going to go out on the PGA Tour and caddy. He wasn't going to college. And as you said, they were semi-horrified by it, but he promised he'd be home in a year. And he never came home. He hooked up with Watson that summer and remained with him for most of the next 30 years.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can't make a living at this unless you're with a really fine golfer. And he had the expert timing of meeting Watson at the strategic moment of Watson's career.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, the irony is that on that day in St. Louis in 1973, when he first met Watson, he had been turned down by another player, Dale Douglas, because Dale Douglas knew Bruce, but he had just gotten a caddy for the week a few minutes before Bruce asked him. So Bruce was hanging around looking for a bag, and along comes Watson, who was then in his second year on the tour, and a friend of Bruce's recognized Watson and said, that's Tom Watson. He's going to be a good player someday. Go talk to him. And so Bruce went up and introduced himself, and Watson said he saw a long-haired teenage kid, which is what Bruce was at the time. And he said to Bruce, all right, we'll try this for a week. And 30 years later, they were still trying it.
And their big moment was a U.S. Open in, what, 1983?
82 at Pebble Beach, one of the most memorable shots in the history of golf. Watson tied with Jack Nicklaus for the lead on the 17th hole on Sunday, misses the green to the left, an almost impossible shot. And Bruce said, trying to be encouraging, said, come on, Tom, you can knock it close. And Watson said to him, close? I'm going to knock it in. And he did. He hit the flag stick, the shot went in, and people who watch golf can remember the shot of Tom pointing at Bruce and saying, I told you I was going to knock it in. And then a few minutes later, they were hugging on the 18th green because Tom had just won the U.S. Open.
And there were some British Opens that Watson won without Bruce.
Yeah, you know, in those days, in the 1970s, it was so expensive for caddies to travel over to Great Britain. And when Bruce first came on tour, caddies made $15 a day plus 3% of earnings. And so when Tom first won the British in 1975, he wasn't over there. And Tom hired a local caddy, won the tournament, and as a result, later got he and his wife Linda were superstitious, so they stuck with the local caddy, and Tom ended up winning 5 British Opens.
And when Bruce found out about his disease, Tom Watson became a major donor and spokesman for research into Lou Gehrig's disease.
From the night that Bruce was diagnosed, January 15th of 2003, Tom's mission became to raise money to find a cure for ALS. There probably aren't a dozen human beings on Earth who know more about the disease right now than Tom Watson. And he dedicated himself to Bruce. He dedicated himself to trying to find a cure for the disease. He brought awareness to it with his extraordinary play last year. People remember the 65 he shot to lead the U.S. Open on the first day. He won 2 senior major championships. He was inspired by Bruce. He wanted to win again for Bruce. What he said was, I wanted that victory hug again with Bruce. And they got it. Thank God. They did get it. And Tom really has been amazing. Their friendship is a remarkable thing. A friend of theirs said they're not like brothers. They're closer than brothers because they've been through so much together through so many years. And that's very true.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bob.
Commentator John Feinstein's new book is Caddy for Life, The Bruce Edwards Story. Bruce Edwards died this morning at his home in Florida. He was 49 years old. There's more information about Bruce Edwards at npr.org.